is WCWP, Brookville, your community public radio station, serving the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM and beyond, WCWP.org.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
Yes, this is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. This is happening, and this is The Happening, the theme to the 1967 film, covered that year by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. FM and WCWP.org. Return to Forever with Captain Marvel, a.k.a. Carol Danvers, from Light as a Feather in 1973. Fun fact, RTF's Captain Marvel, written by founding member Chick Corea, was written as the title track to an album by saxophonist Stan Getz. The Stan Getz version was recorded in March 1972, but not released until 74. The faster RTF version was recorded in October 72, but, as I said, came out in 73. 500 Miles High was also on Stan's album, but not yet with lyrics, by Neville Potter. The RTF version of Captain Marvel had Chick on Rhodes piano, Stanley Clark on double bass, Joe Farrell on flute, Ayrton Moreira from Brazil on drums and percussion, and Flora Purim from Brazil on vocals and percussion. Chick, Stanley, and Ayrton were on the Stan Getz recording, but Tony Williams played drums. All four of those guys were Miles Davis alumni, and we led off the show with another trumpeter, Herb Alpert, and the Tijuana Brass with their take on The Happening from Herb Alpert's ninth album in 1967. The Happening was the theme to that year's comedy film, composed by the film's musical director, Frank Duvall, with the writing trio Holland Dozier Holland, and performed by the Supremes. The Tijuana Brass cover included Herb on trumpet, Tony Kalish on trumpet, Bob Edmondson on trombone, Julius Wechter on marimba, John Pisano on guitar, Pat Senator on bass, and Nick Ciroli on drums. From 67 to 76, it's the Crusaders, Feeling Funky. Ramsey Lewis on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Paradise from Chance Encounter in 1982. Paradise was written by Robert Irving III, who played Rhodes piano. Ramsey was on Steinway acoustic piano, Tim Tobias on synthesizer, Bill Dickens on bass, and Frank Donaldson on drums. Before that, the Crusaders with Feeling Funky, the last track on Those Southern Nights in 1976, Nights with a K. Joe Sample played Rhodes piano and clavinet. Wilton Felder was on tenor sax, Larry Carlton on guitar, Robert Pops Popwell, the composer, on bass, and Nesbert Stix, S-T-I-X, Hooper, on drums. We'll visit the Steel City next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Every Monday night at 9 p.m., join George Walsh for Knocking on Dylan's Door.
You can set your alarm clock to it.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Here's Ahmad Jamal, a native of Pittsburgh, with Pittsburgh.
Hi, I'm Bernie Bernard. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Bernie. Those were the Rippingtons with Wednesday's Child, today's Child, from Welcome to the St. James Club in 1990, a year after Tourist in Paradise, which contained the song Jupiter's Child. Rippington's founder, Russ Freeman, wrote both songs, and on Wednesday's Child, he played acoustic guitar, electric guitar, guitar synth, keyboards, bass, and drum programming. Kirk Whalum was on tenor sax, Judd Miller on EVI, electronic valve instrument, Steve Bailey on additional fretless bass, Tony Morales on cymbals and hi-hat, and percussion by Steve Reed. Before that, Ahmad Jamal with Pittsburgh, the title track and first track to his 1989 release, same year as Tourist in Paradise. Ahmad wrote the nod to his hometown and played piano. James Kamak was on bass, fretless it seemed, David Bowler on drums, and the orchestra was arranged and conducted by Richard Evans. Let's bring back Chick Corea. We heard him last segment with Return to Forever, and here he is with his electric band. 99 Flavors is the song.
Hi, this is Alexis Lindsay, aka Lextasy, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Lextasy. On 88.1 FM, we heard the Chick Corea Electric Band with 99 Flavors from Beneath the Mask in 1991. As with Captain Marvel, 99 Flavors was written by Chick, heard on keyboards this time. The rest of his electric band, and electric is spelled E-L-E-K-T-R-I-C, was Eric Marienthal on soprano sax, Frank Gambale on guitar, John Patitucci on bass, and Dave Weckl on drums. Eric returns solo next hour, but leading off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, the recently departed guitarist Nick Colione's tribute to another guitarist, Wes Montgomery.
Need something a little heavier, a little faster, a little louder? And WCWP.org.
Hello.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
2022 started on a down note with the passing of legendary guitarist Nick Colione. Here he is in 1999 with a tribute to another late great guitarist, Wes Montgomery, with Mr. Montgomery.
Hi, this is David Benoit, pianist, conductor, and host on KJAZZ 88.1. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on another 88.1 WCWP.
We'll get to my brother from the same frequency in a moment. But that was Grover Washington Jr. with I Can Count the Times. That doesn't mean you should. From Soulful Strut in 1996. And yes, the title track is a cover of the 1968 Young Holt Unlimited tune. I Can Count the Times was written by Grover on tenor sax and Donald Robinson, Edmondson Donaldson Robinson, on piano and keyboards. Richard Lee Steeker and Randy Boland were both on guitar, Gerald Veasley on bass, Richie Morales, an alumnus of Spyro Gyra, who we'll hear next hour, on drums, and percussion by Pablo Batista. Before that, Nick Colione with his composition, Mr. Montgomery, as in his guitar hero, I assume, Wes Montgomery, from The Seduction in 1999. Nick played guitar, as you'd expect. Matt Rose was on piano and keyboards, Ron Thumbs Hall on bass, like Pops Popwell, and Felix the Cat Pollard on drums and percussion, like Airto Moreira. Taking us into hour two, the aforementioned David Benoit with Swingin' Waikiki.
This is WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks. From the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM, and beyond, WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Hour one ended with Swingin' Waikiki by David Benoit from Right Here, Right Now in 2003, right there, right 19 years ago. Speaking of his composition, David said in the liner notes, quote, "Just think of tiki torches, young unmarried couples sipping gin martinis, etc., etc., all on Waikiki Beach, which hasn't really changed since 1961. What about since 2003? David was on piano and only piano, Andy Suzuki on tenor sax, Pat Kelly on acoustic guitar, Dean Taba on electric bass, Jeff Olson on drums and percussion by Paulinho da Costa, a native of Brazil like Ayrton Moreira and Flora Parim. Hour two begins with a pair of songs from 2020. The first of the pair is The Closer We Get by Dave Kaz on tenor and alto sax.
You're listening to Mike Shamari. Smile, Mike. He's always taking our pictures around WCWP. I thought I'd surprise him with this one. But tonight, it's Instrumental Invasion here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Jeff Kroll. That was a pair of 2020 songs. Song number two was Heart to Heart by Norman Brown, a title track written by Norman, electric guitar, Peter White, nylon guitar, acoustic, the unrelated Paul Brown, nothing, and Jeff Carruthers, keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming. Lenny Castro played percussion. Song number one from 2020 was by Dave Kaz. The Closer We Get was the title from A New Day. Dave wrote The Closer We Get with fellow saxophonist Darren Ron, who didn't play his primary instrument here. Dave played tenor and alto sax, while Darren played piano, Rhodes piano, keyboard, synth bass, and drum programming, and sang vocal Oz with his wife Priscilla. Michael Thompson was on acoustic and electric guitars, like Russ Freeman, and another unrelated Brown, Mel Brown, was on bass. 2018 is our next stop with Yellow Jackets and their song Man Facing North, featuring vocals by Luciana Souza. Man Facing North. Yellow Jackets on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with the 2018 version of Man Facing North, the first track on Raising Our Voice, which is a double entendre denoting political activism and vocals. The vocals are courtesy of Luciana Souza, another native of Brazil. Man Facing North, and that would be me if I turned my head to the right, as I just did, trust me, was first written 25 years earlier in 1993 for Yellow Jacket's Like a River album, where it was also the first track. It was written collectively by the members at the time, Russell Ferrante, Jimmy Haslip, Will Kennedy, and Bob Mintzer. Jimmy left the band in 2012, 2 years after Will returned. On the 2018 edition, Russ was on piano and keyboards, Will on drums, Bob on tenor sax, Dane Alderson on bass, and, as I said, vocals by Luciana Souza. Jimmy will be on bass as Eric Marienthal returns to lead off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Do you remember where you were when this song played for the very first time?
And the free WCWP mobile app. Stay golden.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
This is Eric Marienthal with Costa del Sol, S-O-U-L.
Hi, Hi, this is Pete the Body Bilotti from CBS Sports Radio, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Pete. That was Keiko Matsui with Moving On, another first track, this time from Journey to the Heart. In 2016. Keiko played piano and only piano on her composition with Ramon Stagnaro on acoustic guitar, Carlitos Del Puerto on acoustic bass, Jimmy Branley on drums, and percussion by Luis Quintero. Keiko is from Japan, Ramon from Peru, Luis from Venezuela, Carlitos from Cuba, and Jimmy from Cuba, or should I say Cuba. Before that, an all-American band led by Eric Marienthal, heard last hour with the Chick Corea Electric Band. Costa del Sol was his song from It's Love in 2012, his last solo album to date, 10 years ago. And since we're playing all these love songs this hour, Monday is Valentine's Day, but you probably already knew that. Eric wrote Costa del Sol with not Chick, but Chuck Loeb. Eric was on alto sax this time, Chuck on electric guitars and keyboards. Jeff Lorber played additional keyboards, Jimmy Haslip on bass, and Gary Novak on drums. Eric was part of the Jeff Lorber fusion at the time with Jeff, Jimmy, and Gary. And as I said, 2012 is the year Jimmy left Yellow Jackets. The Jeff Lorber fusion debuted in 1977, the same year as our next group, Spyro Gyra. Wishful Thinking is their song.
Hi, this is Tom Schumann of Spyro Gyra. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
And that was Spyro Gyra with Wishful Thinking from the Rhinebeck Sessions, recorded in Rhinebeck, New York in 2013. At least that's when it was released. Wishful Thinking was another collective composition written by Jay Bekenstein, tenor sax, Tom Schumann, piano and keyboards, Julio Fernandez, guitar, Scott Ambush, bass, and Lee Pearson, drums and percussion, like Ayrto Morera on that Return to Forever song and Felix the Cat Pollard on that Nick Colleone song, Mr. Montgomery, as in West Montgomery. The last three songs of the night are from 2021, led by Jay Rowe. Next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
The classics live here on LIU Public Radio 88.1 FM
and WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Excuse me while I kiss the stars. Starlight Kisses by J-Ro. Chris Geith, G-E-I-T-H, on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Whispers in the Night on this Wednesday night from Invisible Reality in 2021, the year for all songs in this last segment. Chris wrote Whispers in the Night and played everything, piano, keyboards, synth voices, synth bass, synth guitar, but not guitar synth, and drum programming. Before that in 2021, though released after, Jay Rowe with his composition Starlight Kisses from Groove Reflections, featuring Jeff Koshua, an alumnus of the Rippingtons, on tenor sax and EWI, E-W-I, electronic wind instrument. Jay played piano, keyboard, synth, bass, and percussion programming. Andy Abel was on acoustic guitar and Trevor Somerville on drums. Finally tonight, another saxophonist, Kenny G, with Rendezvous from New Standards, inspired by the old standards. Kenny wrote Rendezvous with Sam Hirsch, piano, and Walter Afanasieff, nothing like Paul Brown. Greg Fillengains played keyboards, Nate Light, not Late Night, was on acoustic bass, Charles Ruggiero on drums, percussion by Ron Powell, and the orchestra was arranged and conducted by William Ross. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. So long.